Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
Crummy one it is, isn't it?
Yeah, another dreary day.
Indeed. But it's not snow, so we're all thankful for that, I think.
Yeah, we're about to turn the corner, I hope.
Knock on all kinds of wood, for sure.
Although the long range looks good for the Easter weekend.
So that's good. That's something to look forward to, for sure. So yeah. Did the city save a lot of money in snow removal costs, and what happens with that money?
Yes, it falls back into, all the departments. Everything comes in at the end of the year, so then you square away those areas where you have some surplus. There may be some areas where there's a shortfall, and then, of course, you straighten away the shortfalls, and then whatever's left becomes what's called free cash as a surplus at the end of the year, and then it can be allocated to whatever source we wish at that point or whatever. Sometimes we put it in reserve. Sometimes we just put it in the rainy day fund. Sometimes we use it to offset tax increases in the fall. So I don't think it's going to be a big number this year, but we will finish in the black.
Well, that is good news for sure. Has the budget planning process begun for the next fiscal year?
Well underway, yeah. Absolutely.
Any preview as to what it might look like?
No, I don't think there'll be a whole lot of changes based on the local aid numbers that are coming from the state aren't pretty. States having some challenges with revenue collection, so therefore the cities and towns will not be receiving such a robust local aid number from the state. Certainly I'm aware of that, and it's going to be fairly flat. So, obviously we have obligations such as contractual obligations of raises with, I think we're going into our third year of three-year contracts with most city unions. So there's that number. After that, rubbish collection will be up some, energy costs will be up some, but no, really I'm not looking at any new programs or projects or things that would affect the regular budget number. So we're going to be a little bit lean this year.
Sure. Was there anything included in the recently approved federal budget for the city of Quincy specifically that you're aware of?
Well, I know Congressman Lynch was working on some earmarks, and it appears those have made it through the process. I think $4 million for our proposed new central firehouse up on Quincy Avenue. There's money in there for some seawalls, I think about $1 million, and then about $500,000 towards an intersection rebuild. We're looking at between right at the corner of Southern Artery C and Coddington, and that stretch over to McGrath Highway, Field Street. It's really a disaster right now. So we're looking at rebuilding and resignals on that whole stretch, which should make it a lot safer and move traffic more easily. It's probably the busiest intersection in the city. Hmm. You have all that 3A traffic coming up from the South Shore, and then returning home at night, so that's an important one. We appreciate the work of Congressman Lynch and our senators on those earmarks.
Mm-hmm. The proposed new firehouse, has the city acquired the property for that?
Well, the city's had the property for some time. But with all the other projects we had going, we just put it in reserve for now. So we had a conceptual plan from an architect, but nothing too deep as far as specifications on a building. So we'll revisit that and do some estimating, and then hopefully get that out to bid over the next maybe 6, 8, 10 months.
Okay, very good. What will happen to the old headquarters once that's completed?
I think we'd probably keep it for other purposes. Right now we rent space for traffic parking vehicles and equipment in some locations throughout the city. We've got other departments that are tightly housed, so my guess is we'll hang on to it and use it for other city purposes.
Very good. Something that's well along in the process is a new Squantum school. Any update on that, Mayor?
Well, it's moving pretty well. We're meeting all our required milestones with the state school building authority, and there are a number of touch points, a number of steps we have to go through, but the team is doing a fantastic job. Public Buildings Commissioner Paul Hines and the entire team, our architectural team, our OPM, excellent work, very efficient. Obviously, Squantum is a it's purely residential out there, so the buildings, we're trying to make it reflect as a residential building, so not overbearing in height, but, you know, have some peaks to it with the roofs and things, so give it that residential feel. But it's long overdue, and, you know, in fact, somebody recently texted me, said they were just in the Squatom School, and they said, wow, we agree, it's time, we need to replace this building. It's an old-timer. It's definitely served its purpose. We're also looking at a special energy program there with Geotherm, which would be tremendous. It's not cheap to do it, but over time, it will save energy and certainly be helpful to the environment. We are looking at some drainage work around it, kind of a public works project. In addition, we've got some drainage challenges in that vicinity anyway, so we're working on those as part of the engineering and design as well. And we're also looking to widen Huckins Ave in that area for a drop-off. Huckins Ave gets crazy when at the school drop-off and pickup time. So a lot of changes to make things work more efficiently, circulation-wise, around the facility. So we're, you know, we're moving forward and getting excited about it. I think we could be in the ground by later next year.
Hmm. Do you have a final reimbursement rate from the state yet?
I think it's going to be somewhere between 60 and 70%.
Okay. It's pretty healthy, actually. It's not far off from what I think the new Central received.
Actually, Central was the largest of any. We got 80% reimbursement on Central.
Yeah.
That one was tremendous. The others have been in that 60s. You know, for the energy things, we'll get extra points. But we could probably finish off at that 65 range, is my guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you heard, Mayor, the nursing programs at Quincy College have now won full state approval once again.
Yes, certainly proud of Quincy College and the work that, you know, the president, Dr. DeCristofaro, and the board have done to really fully restore that, and of course the faculty and staff of the college. So I'm very excited about that. The college's enrollment is up. They're operating in the black. It's doing very well once again, so we're really pleased to hear that news.
Absolutely, as they are too, I can tell you for sure.
Absolutely, yep.
Next week, it's typically the week after Easter, is Community Development Block Grant Week. It's a big week here in Quincy every year, I know. Any major events that you're aware of?
I believe Sean Glennon from our playing and CDBG is putting together a visitation by a congressman.
Hmm.
I think we're going to be touring the Forbit Clubhouse, which has undergone a lot of major repairs, structural, and we had issues in there, environmental issues. We had to remove all the asbestos and some challenges there for an old wooden structure. So, but we've used some federal money to rebuild that and pull it together, and I think this year it's going to be all finished up. So I think that's on the hit list for Sean. So I'll be looking forward to that.
Very good. Mayor, I want to extend Easter greetings to you and your family this year, and a safe, a happy, and healthy one for the future, for sure.
Yes, it's an early one this year, certainly for the Catholic Christian community. I know the Greek Orthodox is later this year. They're usually like a week apart, but they're into May, I think, and Passover is a little late this year. So, yeah, but certainly it's a very important week, I know, to many Christians and Catholics who hold their faith dear to them, Holy Week, Holy Thursday, and Good Friday, and certainly Easter. It's a lot more about the faith than it is about the Easter Bunny. But certainly wish everybody a beautiful, blessed Easter season. Hope you enjoy it with your families.
Thank you, Mayor. And we'll speak next week, if that's okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Good job.